Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first episode of Writing Worlds. I'm so excited. Now, this is my first podcast, so forgive me if I stumble over my words a little bit. I thought for the first episode I would talk a little bit about myself so that you guys can get to know me better. My love for writing came when I was a kid. I didn't have a lot of friends and was often teased and bullied by both kids in my neighborhood and also kids in my school. So my favorite pastime would just be writing. I'd create my own friends. I'd write short stories about myself and whoever my friend was that day. I even started writing my first book, Fantasy Planet, when I was 12 years old. I was inspired by my two favorite authors, C.S. Lewis and L. Frank Baum. For anyone who doesn't know, these authors created The Wizard of Oz and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I've always loved stories about people going to other worlds. When I was a teenager, I kind of put writing on the back burner for a little bit to try new things and discovered that I have quite the talent for drawing. And so I pursued art for the longest time. And then later in my 20s, I started writing movie and book reviews for a newsletter called The Daily Grind. And that's when I remembered how much I loved writing. And that's when I decided to pursue being an author as a career choice. When, let's see here, a few years later, I was in a free writing class, and we were told to create an original character. And I created a character called Danielle Cross. She's a mix of my two favorite fictional characters. Those are Indiana Jones and Lara Croft. I know, they're kind of a weird mix. Danielle Cross led to my second book, Danielle Cross, Medusa's Wrath. I've always wanted to be a published author. I've always wanted to be a household name like J.K. Rowling. But figuring out how to publish was, or figuring out how to get published was pretty difficult. I wasn't sure where to start, so I did a little research and discovered that a lot of people, when they want to get published, will send query letters to publishing agencies. Query letters are letters that you send to a publishing agency to try and get an agent. It basically states the title of your book, the genre of your book, and a small synopsis. And at the bottom of the letter, you want to state why you feel your book should be published. And I sent thousands of these letters to publishing agencies everywhere. And all I got back were rejection letters. So finally, I gave in and decided to give self-publishing a try. Finding the right website was hard because every single website I found just wanted a whole bunch of money just to make the cover page. And then I found Kindle Direct Publishing, and this website is amazing. They break everything down into three easy-to-follow steps, and rather than the money for the copies coming out of my pocket, Kindle Direct Publishing will take their percentage out of the money that I make on the book. I love being a published author. I love that people can finally read my books. My most recently published book, called Weibo, is one of my favorite books I've published so far. If anyone listening out there is a writer who wants to be published, you can send out the query letters if you want. But I find self-publishing so much easier, and I honestly recommend Kindle Direct Publishing. It just makes everything so much easier. Well, I think I'm gonna end the episode there, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm someone who loves feedback, so if anyone has any questions, comments, suggestions, or if there's something specific you want me to talk about, you can email me anytime at writingworldsmt, that's M as in moon, and T as in tiger, at gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can check out my books on amazon.com. Either search my name, Mary Thornsberry, or you can search the titles Fantasy Planet, Danielle Cross, Medusa's Wrath, or Weibo. I'll see you next time, guys. Bye.